2, House Republicans propose stripping the Alaska Gas Line Corporation of more than $10 million this week during a Finance Committee meeting. In the end, the proposals were tossed out, but they served as a warning shot to the corporation, which has seen its finances come under increasing scrutiny from lawmakers working to trim the state's budget. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Rasha McChesney has more in Juneau.
In some ways, the first proposal to strip funding from the Alaska Gas Line Development Corporation wasn't a surprise. The corporation is currently being audited by a legislative committee, and its president has appeared before lawmakers who questioned the corporation's perceived lack of financial transparency. In a House Finance Committee meeting this week, North Pole Republican Tammy Wilson proposed cutting more than $10 million from the state's operating budget earmarked for the corporation.
It doesn't belong in the operating budget. And not just that, I think the bigger discussion is, what project are we talking about and what one are we funding at this point?
She's referring to the 2 separate funds the legislature has funneled money into for 2 separate gas line projects. One, a smaller diameter in-state pipeline. The other, the massive Alaska LNG project that would pipe gas down from the North Slope and then ship it to markets in Asia. And lawmakers have continually questioned whether the corporation has been mixing money from both accounts. Anchorage Republican Lance Pruitt proposed a budget amendment similar to Wilson's. And both Pruitt and Wilson say they aren't looking to defund the corporation, but they don't want to see the state paying for it out of its operating budget. And Wilson's amendment was shot down on a bipartisan 7-3 vote, and Lance Pruitt withdrew his after that vote. And the corporation isn't asking the legislature for any more money this year. But it has asked lawmakers to approve a transfer of funds from its in-state gas line project to the Alaska LNG project. And corporation spokesperson Rosetta Alcantara says it's not clear what the agency will do if that transfer isn't approved.
We haven't fleshed out a plan.
She says the corporation would try to use the funds it currently has, but didn't elaborate on how. Alcantara says the corporation has taken steps to be more transparent to lawmakers. She says it's been giving bi-monthly reports to legislators and offering a deeper dive for legislators willing to keep quiet.
We've also been asked about working with individual legislators to do a confidentiality agreement. We have started that ball rolling. AGDC is very interested in working with the legislature and the ones, the individuals who want to peek in the tent.
So far, Alcantara says no one has signed one of those agreements. From Alaska's Energy Desk in Juneau, I'm Rasha McChesney.